is the After the Show podcast. It's where we get honest and real with your ass. So sit back, relax, have a blast, because it's time for the After the Show podcast.
Here we go. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Thursday's After the Show podcast. Got just one day left, and then we got a little cocktail hour tomorrow night, 5 p.m., getting them drinks on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's going to be some fun stuff, so ready for that. You guys have any new plans or strategies for the weekend? I think I'm going to hopefully maybe get to making that Chipotle guacamole. That's the really exciting wrinkle I've got in my weekend.
You should make that for your Mexican wife for Mother's Day.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Thank you, Virginia.
The gift of guac.
Yeah. There
wrap it up. Gift wrap it.
Yep.
Put a big clump of it in tissue paper and then wrap that.
It's a good idea. And by Sunday, it should be nice and brown. Guac is one of those foods that does not stay well.
You have to have the lime juice. That's what's going to help you help it keep.
Okay.
So the lime juice is going to help it from turning brown. Or the acid in tomato.
But you're right, though. It doesn't keep for a long time.
You got about 20 hours.
Yeah.
After a day, it starts to look crappy.
It gets a weird kind of tangy to it, to when you're eating it, you're like, this is suspect.
Am I going to be sick?
You ever had
that weird kind of tanginess to the food you're eating, saying, I think it's trying to tell me that it's probably bad.
But you're really hungry, and you just say, screw this.
And you kind of power through it anyway.
Yeah.
Panda took a big thing of grape juice out of the fridge like 5 days ago, and he had brought it in the room and had it next to the bed. And you can't do that with opened juice.
Okay.
Once you open Welch's grape juice, you got to refrigerate it. It started carbonating and fermenting, and he took a big swig of it, and he was like, bleh.
Oh yeah!
Anytime you put something in your mouth and you're not expecting it. Like the other day, I accidentally was brushing my teeth or started to brush my teeth with hair cream. Oh my gosh! It fucking burnt my mouth so bad. My light bulb went out and I couldn't see what I was doing.
you're like a Three's Company episode.
He is. That's why we need to get cameras in there 24/7. I've been saying this for years.
I agree.
It was awful.
Be absolutely amazing. How great would that show be?
I would watch it.
Yep.
Would love to have you as a viewer.
I'd probably pay to watch it. You could put that on like a Patreon or something.
I don't think. Now you're going a little too crazy.
Stating facts.
Man. Yeah, I think you'd be a massive star. People would be like, I can't get enough of it.
Is he real?
It'd be fascinating.
I don't know what's real anymore. Are you real?
I don't even know.
Shit.
Yeah. Throws you for a loop. Yeah. Just even the stories that are coming out. We wrapped up the regular show today talking about how in Belgium there's a llama named Max or something like that that they think his blood is the best way to fight the coronavirus.
Yeah, and I still can't get confirmation. Did that damn tiger actually get corona? Remember that story?
They said a couple of them did.
A couple of them
did?
I remember that.
At the Bronx Zoo, was it?
That was right when Tiger King dropped. Right when it dropped.
You think it was part of the Tiger King publicity machine?
Would you put it past them?
No, but I don't know how it benefits them.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very odd. You just wonder, like,
what's the connect?
It's just weird that the stories that get steam, they're in the media cycle for 2, 3, maybe 5 days, and then you never hear about them ever again, and there's something new, and you never get a follow-up.
Well, it's kind of like murder hornets. You know, it started to pop at the end of the weekend, and then, you know, I kind of basically heard that story was, yeah, it's nothing new. It's not like they just, you know, attacked something. They found a couple murder hornets in 2019. Somebody picked up the story. It got out there. Everybody jumped on it, and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, now murder hornets are going to, like, you know, kill my children. And no, it's just like they found like one hive, you know, on the west coast of Canada, and it's not really a big deal. And I even saw today somebody's trying to float a story about murder spiders, that there are these now murderous spiders in some country. But I'm sure it's something that's just been around forever that we don't have, that people are like going, people are just so quick to jump on anything else is going to freak them out, they think it's going to kill them, that's what's getting clicks.
Have you seen the new video on TMZ of murder hornet versus praying mantis?
No.
It's some heavy S-bomb.
Did you see the burglarizing bats? These are bats that go into your house and they steal your shit.
No. You're just making it up.
Is it real?
No.
Well, I think with the praying mantis, they decapitate, and that's what they had said with the murder hornets, is they decapitate honeybees. That's why they got their name. So those are, my goodness.
You got a decapitator versus a decapitator, and praying mantis comes out on top.
Really?
It's a fascinating video. I was troubled by the hornet versus the mouse. I'm kind of happy to see that the praying mantis is giving the hornet what he deserves.
You're right, though, Kev. They've been around, and all of a sudden, murder hornets! They're a thing now.
Yeah, and then it's boom. It's going to fade away pretty quick because they're not any kind of threat or they're not anything. It's just people like the headline, murder hornets.
It's clickbait.
It is clickbait. That's exactly what it is.
It's working on me. I'm fascinated.
Yeah, meanwhile, you're right. The praying mantis is just laying there. I mean, that's pretty horrifying. When they mate, isn't it that the female decapitates the male's head after he goes, ugh, and then she goes, and his head's gone. He's like, he didn't even see it coming.
Yep.
Okay.
If we know, you think he would know.
Right. He's not watching the right specials.
Me and Denny's accidentally saw Birds mate yesterday, and it was horrifying. It was horrifying.
Why? See, I never see animals screw. Why is it you two are always in position?
You see what you want to see.
Yeah.
We talked about it on the weird one.
Desperate for some fresh porn.
I don't know what I've ever actually seen an animal mating, and he has a story daily.
We talked about this yesterday in the Weird One of our podcast, and we are starting to think people are thinking we're weird. That's why we brought it up. We were going,
are we
in the rarity?
You have 100 more stories than I do.
Well, just in the last 3 weeks, we have seen squirrels banging a lot.
Actually in the act, he's on her.
Having sex. It's the same squirrel couple because the one has an ass tat. It looks like it's a mark.
An ass tat.
Not a tat, but it's a marking on the squirrel's ass. A little dark spot, so you know it's the same squirrel. Mm-hmm. So they've been banging. We're seeing ducks. Ducks fuck? We see...
Duck fuck?
We have seen birds.
Lizards.
Lizards. Yeah, man. It's crazy.
Weird. I've never seen any of that.
We brought it up because we're wondering, are we just kind of stumbling upon this, or are other people seeing what we're seeing?
Is there something you have about you that makes animals want to mate?
I don't know. Is it the springtime? Is it where we live?
Well, spring is going on, but I'm still, I'm going around a little bit in this world in springtime. Are you seeing animals right and left mating, Virginia?
No.
It's crazy.
I don't see nearly the action you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not making it up.
All my squirrels are just doing regular squirrel stuff.
Huh, man. The squirrels in my neighborhood are assholes.
Very fascinating.
It is.
That's why you need your own special, I'm telling you.
No one's...
There'd be a lot of animal sex in this thing, Virginia. A lot of animal sex on Jay Bird Show.
I know it sounds pervy. That's why we brought it up, just to see if anyone else is going through it.
This might be the time to drop the Jay Bird reality show. People are desperate for anything.
Yeah, you don't have to convince me.
Rebuilding Bird again.
I'd like to see all this hot squirrel sex.
I don't want to see you get in shape. I want to just watch you and watch what you see.
Bird breaking down.
Just Bird's World.
Yes, Bird's World.
That's all it is.
Wide scope.
Yeah. No, you don't do anything different.
No mission to make you better. We just want to watch you like a monkey at the zoo.
Come on in the bird's nest.
Yeah.
That's just all it is.
Yeah, it's just you in your natural habitat living.
Nothing different.
All right.
That's all it is. Had an email here. Somebody was asking, because we didn't get an update today, if you actually went and got that chair out of the dumpster.
I didn't.
No?
No, it was gone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, people get on it.
Oh, yeah. I knew. Once I brought it up on the air, I knew it would not survive the morning. It was too nice.
Yeah. No, people do legit do that. Yvette had asked the question about the chair, and then Anne had talked about what she calls... You can tell she's into it because she uses all the terminology.
Buzzwords.
Well, we call it digging for trash or dumpster diving or, fucking stupid. But
gross.
She calls it upcycling. She says, yes, I'm a gatherer. I find all kinds of stuff. When I walk my dog on rubbish day, a lot of things in my house are upcycled. People can't believe the things that I find and make from them. It is, if you've got that gift and that's something that, like I said, if you got whatever that, it's almost like a gene I notice in people. They get off on just, I pay nothing for that. And that's amazing. And that's it all. all ties together. I'm not in that, and I respect it, but I'm not that.
Well, you have to have that gene,
yes.
And it has to be also combined with the handiness
absolutely,
that it
yeah.
takes. And I'm skeeved out, and I'm not handy.
Yeah.
So,
well, the guy I was talking about that I knew it, he had sent an email back. He had found, like, these pipes, whatever, and he put them together and made a table stand, and he found three tabletops digging in the garbage, and he's like, which one should I put together? And they were all, it looked amazing. I mean, this looked like you would spend $200 for this table. I was like, that blew my mind. He's like, this is all stuff I found in dumpsters.
Good for him.
Yeah, I'm like, good for you.
Every time I look at it in my house, I'm going to think, oh, man, I dug that out of a dumpster. What am I doing? It's just, I'm set different.
You are. You're yeah. stuck up. You're kind of prissy. Yeah, and I agree.
Yeah, but there's a faction of people that do that. It's impressive and it's amazing. Then they sell the stuff online. It's almost like a side hustle for them.
My sister does that, kind of like my mom would do, but my sister has her own business. When she sells shit on Etsy, she'll take a $50 table and then do all kind of crazy stuff with it and then turn around and sell it for $150.
Wow.
And she does it pretty good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool to see.
I'm not that handy.
She loves to do it, and she's good at doing it. I think if there's passion involved, I think you'll have some success.
Mm-hmm. We had heard today in the dirt, you were talking about how it is Guns N' Roses is, for some reason, coming out with a children's book.
Yes.
Titled Sweet Child of Mine. I wonder what it's going to be about. And interesting that they chose that song. We had remarked that it was better than Mr. Brownstone, a song that is about smack. The book is going to be coming out September 1st.
But you can pre-order it now on Amazon.
There was another rock group that did this where they came out with it might have been Metallica. I think Metallica's done this as well.
Oh, really?
Where they came out with some kind of children's book or nursery rhyme, some bullshit.
Okay.
It's like rock for kids.
I could see Kiss doing that. They seem to come out with everything else. Well, we got this email from Ryan. He said, I'm a little bit behind, but I heard the story about Brenda's beaver. And that was a mom who was upset. She was trying to get her husband to take a more active role in the schooling of their four-year-old. And his idea in doing that was to get a book that he was reading to the kid. And she thought it sounded a little bit dirty. And then she looked in. She's like, okay, that is a little bit dirty. And it was called Brenda's Beaver Needs a Haircut, I think was the name of it.
Yeah.
So Ryan here looked on Amazon, and I tried to buy it for my toddler, and it comes to find out it's one book and a series of books.
So you have to buy all of them?
No, but there's more you can buy.
Oh.
Yeah. Like you could get Susie Likes to Look at Balls.
I'm such a fan.
You could get Spank the Monkey Lends a Hand. And you can see a monkey there putting a glove on. I guess the monkey's name is Spank. There's another one that looks fun and innocent called Come Swing With Us.
Yeah, this is an amazing gift for a new mom and dad.
Yeah, so, you know, dads are reading these pervy books and the kids have no idea.
But the parents are just chuckling.
Yeah.
I love it.
Or you've got Put Tony's Nuts in Your Mouth.
He's a nut vendor.
He's a nut vendor. He's got his stand and there's nuts all over Tony.
It's amazing.
Tony looks so helpful.
Yeah.
Such a fan.
He does. So there you go. If you want to get that series for your kids, you can check that out and have a chuckle as you read them dirty adult books that are for children. Got Ashley sent an email here, a book you might want to check out, Virginia. It's called Deceptively Delicious, and it's about how to sneak healthy foods into your child's diet.
Oh, I love that.
She said, I used to be a nanny, and I used this book, and it worked great. There are things in there such as using pureed carrots and a recipe for pasta sauce. I used to try some of the foods that I made from the book, and they weren't bad.
You tried to do that with me that one time. You brought all those drinks. And you have that bullshit pink lemonade. And I love pink lemonade. But it's in this bullshit pouch. What's that stuff called? I hate it. You bring it every year to Pride Fest. You say Mags likes it. There's no way Magnolia likes it. It's lemonade In the
Capri Sun?
No, I love Capri. Capri Sun's good.
Honest Kids?
Honest Kids is a bunch of liars. They're terrible. Yes. The shittiest pink lemonade on the planet.
We used to do Honest Kids. Yeah, we don't do Honest Kids anymore because I found out that they're not really like that good for you.
And, oh, really?
Yeah.
They don't taste good.
They don't taste good, and then I got the juice lowdown, you know?
How do you, like, make something that tastes terrible and that it's bad for you? I mean, that's really, you have to work at that.
Well, my friends at Giving Juice that do, like, real juice were explaining to me all the additives and crap that they do to their product, and they're like, it's just, it's not good for kids. Do you want to be pumping all those chemicals into your kid? And I was like, no.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it,
Gosh, I was so thirsty. Oh, we're on a boat somewhere. I was so parched, and Virginia's like, oh, here's some pink lemonade. I'm like, oh, fuck.
It is the nastiest pink lemonade.
It is awful.
It's you should have pushed me overboard.
It was wrong. You were defending it, which made me even angrier.
I had never tasted it, but I just assumed it was great and just like low sugar or something. But it actually does taste nasty when you taste it.
Denny's tries to tell me it's good.
It's not good.
It is not good.
It tastes nasty.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I get that.
I'm sorry. I'm glad that we're still friends, even after I did that.
Yesterday was my Hidden Valley Ranch rant. Today's my Honest Kids rant. I apologize.
Another question for Virginia. Did you make Magnolia pay the $35?
I did.
Okay.
I made her go on Sephora.com and order me some lipstick and a lip gloss that came out to $35. So she paid with her own debit card, with her own money.
And what was it she had done again?
She was 35 minutes late, and I told her for every minute she was late, she owed me a dollar.
Okay. All right. There you go. Good for you.
Yeah. And I'm getting a lipstick. Whoop whoop.
Yeah, that's actually a great that's a great way to do it.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I got a question for you, Jaber. What is your favorite ghost show? They wanted to know.
I like The Haunting. That one is kind of creepy to me. They usually pipe in real interviews. There's some reenactment in there, but I like The Haunting.
Okay.
I forget what channel it's on. If you Google it, it'll come right up. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a paranormal one. Paranormal. The one we're supposed to be on, I never saw it before until we did our interview. And that one's pretty cool because they throw in a few different stories in the episode. And it's all based on real footage. So if you're looking for the reality kind of stuff.
Okay.
Paranormal. What's the name of the show we're going to be on?
I don't know. You're going to be on it, not me. I don't know anything about this shit.
When I find out when it's going to be, we still don't know what's going to be on.
Lemon or lemon?
We're waiting to. Never mind. Does that help you out? I don't know if it does, but.
Well, on the tip tonight, I know you guys.
Sorry, paranormal caught on camera.
Was that paranormal caught on camera or?
Paranormal caught on camera.
Okay. They said paranormal cotton camera. I'm like, that's
those not, cotton cameras are not durable.
That was an invention that did not take off. The cotton camera just, never went anywhere.
I can't wind it. It's so soft. It's
terrible. Are you done joking?
No.
So if you are into the stuff, I know you guys are big believers in what the moon does to you. Super moon is going to be happening tonight. It is the last one of 2020. And they say a super moon is when a full moon is within 90% of its closest approach to Earth. Basically, it's a full moon that's brighter and larger than an average full moon. So for anybody trying to understand it, the next time you'll see one is April of 2021, almost a year from now.
How you feeling with your mood during this moon?
I mean, I'm all corones. I have no idea.
Do you want some moon water for tomorrow?
Is that when you leave your water out?
Yeah, I'll get a real moon-like for you.
Well, what if like bugs get in it?
I think that.
Or somebody listens to this and they come by and pee in it.
I would not put it past anybody on this show to piss in your moon water.
Lord knows people know where I live these days.
It's lemon flavored.
It's lemon or lemon.
You can't fuck up in these parts. Y'all never forget anything.
Never.
Well, another celestial thing maybe you'd be interested in. Astronomers have found a black hole just 1,000 light years away from us. That is the closest black hole that's ever been found. And if you check out things like the Weird and Whatever podcast, I'm sure you've talked about the possibility that black holes could be wormholes and basically portals, and that's how aliens might travel across the galaxy so quickly, is using these kind of things.
They're even talking about now how they think they got all of it wrong when it comes to black holes, and that they're not devastating like we had originally thought. Now that's just a newer theory.
Yeah, because originally they thought, like, with the pull of the gravity, it basically like ripped your skin off your body.
Yeah. Virginia, wake up. Virginia, wake up.
I can't.
But it'd be like really an alien off-ramp. Like on a highway, right?
Yeah, I mean, depending on who you talk to, some people think, Virginia, it could lead to another dimension.
Mm-hmm.
If we're lucky.
Is that you trying to fake enthusiasm?
Gosh, I mean, honestly, if something happens where we do find out that there are a lot of other planets and intelligent life and all that stuff, and it becomes, I mean, think about how crazy this whole pandemic is. Imagine what our life would look like then, and then imagine Virginia in that world where just aliens are commonplace.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you follow Dr. Chi, I don't know if you guys have seen some of his works, Dr. Chi over...
I follow Dr. Chong.
From Oxford, but he believes that we've already been breeding with aliens. Aliens have come down here on Earth. We can't see them. They're invisible, Virginia.
They're Elon Musk.
And because there's going to be some kind of environmental showdown, an Armageddon, if you will, this new hybrid of alien / human, they're going to be able to sustain life with this environmental catastrophe coming.
Maybe they made the corones.
Yeah. Poisoned us. We all... Yeah.
Do you want me to send you a link to Dr. Cheese Works?
Cheese works?
His workings.
Did you say cheese works?
How about cheese. Dr. Cheese balls?
Dr.
Can we get
cheese.
Some of those?
I am all about cheese works.
So do you want Dr. Cheese, you want the Dr. Cheese balls?
Got a couple other comments I thought was really cool. It was fun reading that thread yesterday on Facebook about all the celebrity encounters that people have had. And it makes you think differently about some of them. Like Helena said, I met Alyssa Milano, and I was sobbing, and she was the nicest person ever. She hugged me and spoke to me like I was an actual person.
Aww.
Yeah, had a great moment.
But would she have done it if it was a man?
Or a Republican?
Or worse, a Republican man.
Oh, there's no way. There's no way she's healthy.
If he's white, too,
let's
kill him.
What? Oh.
Burn him at the stake.
Mm-hmm.
Those would be her words, by the way.
Kimberly said, I met Carrie Fisher. She was funny and very sweet.
Okay.
Met Rosie O'Donnell in the parking lot of our pediatrician in Miami. She was cool. Matthew Perry from Friends couldn't be bothered by anyone.
Mm.
Some of these, you hear the stories, they're going, yeah, I can kind of see that.
But I think he had a pill problem. Imagine maybe he's coming off around and he doesn't want to be bothered. You never know.
Yeah, you don't know what
you don't know what's going on.
He went through it.
I'm not saying that as an excuse, but that might be a reason why he was like that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Anderson Cooper, totally cool. Darius Rucker, very nice and flirty. Will Smith, cool and hella nice.
I heard the same thing about Adam Sandler.
Yeah, a lot of comments about Adam Sandler and his buddy Henry Winkler. Brian said was the nicest person I've ever met. He is that way, and so I think that's why they kind of click.
Winkler seems like a very nice dude.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was just some of the ones. And then Rita told a story about how when she was around the age of 13, 14, we used to hang out in the Village in New York City, and we saw in this Mercedes, here's this big black guy dressed in all white, bandana, etc. And here we are, little white girls, and we come around, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's LL Cool J. So my three girlfriends, I'm like going, hey, that's a celebrity. And so we take off, and my dumb friend goes, it's DMX.
Oh.
Yeah, she's like, I was so embarrassed, but he was really cool. And we went into a pizza place, got some plates, and he signed them for us. But he was, you know, nice and sweet, even with my dumb friend.
I hate it when a dumb friend, like, almost blows it. Thank goodness he was cool.
Yeah.
And didn't blow y'all off.
Yeah, dumb friends, man.
Dumb
blowing
friends.
Oh, I got one.
Yeah, I got one. I work with one, Kevin. I got to tell you.
Sitting by one.
And the one that we were trying to figure out, too, is this Jordan Belfort, who was in The Wolf of Wall Street. The story is based on his real life. And
he lives in Boca in your daughter's apartment complex.
Yeah, I have to find out what that was all about, if that's legit him or not. But they told me the story, and then like, oh, that's him. And I'm like, okay, I looked at him. I'm like, I wouldn't even know what he looked like. But I've seen some of the photos, and I'm not sure I'm seeing it, but who knows. And somebody, Benton, sent an email. Said, I think it was Jaber that said that Jordan Belfort is worth $100 million. It's actually minus $100 million, as he was fined $100 million as part of his sentence, and he currently makes his living as a motivational speaker. Go figure.
Oh, so he owes $100 million.
I'm gonna go ahead and retract my statement because I am reading it. Mm-hmm. It says I didn't see the negative.
Okay. That's just you as a person. I think you always see the positive.
I try to. It's tough with the dirt.
Well, that makes more sense, because when you said he's worth $100 million, I'm like, why would he live in her complex? That makes no sense. But if it's not the case, then it would make sense that he might possibly live in that complex.
I'm shocked I got it wrong.
Yeah.
Nothing makes sense on this show.
Yeah, I know. Really doesn't. Including this, Zane from Port Mayaca wanted to clarify, because he said, Kev always says, yeah, no, yeah. I was like, okay, what does that exactly mean? He says, it's just a funny mannerism that I've noticed. It's not that you don't have an opinion on something. It's just like a hypothetical. It would be like, Kevin, do you want to get breakfast today? And you'd answer, yeah, no, yeah. I feel like you do this to neither agree nor disagree, thereby saving face from consequences of being recognized on either side of the coin. Okay.
Interesting.
Deep dive in the psyche of the Kevin Ralston.
I like a deep personality dive.
Yeah.
We haven't done that bit in a while. What's our crutches that we use?
Yeah.
We've been talking a lot. I'm sure there's been some new crutches developed.
They always change for me. Usually they rotate.
I think they change for all of us.
But I always have a few that I pull out.
Well, sometimes you lose your place and you got to just say some shit. Unfortunately. I'm talking about myself.
I know. I watch you.
Get off my ass, lady.
And after listening to the regular show, we were talking about how scientists might be able to stop obesity with some cellular changes. I said, boy, man, Fat Kevin would come out of retirement. And I believe you said, what, Fat Kevin is my...
It'd be my second coming.
Fat Kevin is my Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So somebody came up with a shirt that would be fitting for that. That's a photo of Fat Kevin. It says, Fat Kevin is my Jesus.
If
you're watching KBJ TV.
They ripped the picture from the Fat Kevin song.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
You can see that there, yes. That was prime Kev fatness right there. That was my peak.
There's one picture you have, and you're drinking soda, and you're holding on to that soda like it is the lover you were looking for.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And there's such a happiness and a need to have that near
you. I loved all that stuff. Absolutely. I can relate.
Did you have a favorite flavor of soda?
It was I liked Dr. Pepper, Mr. Pibb's.
Yeah, Mr. Pibb, baby.
Those were pretty much my favorites. Yeah, when I was a fat kid and I did the soda thing. Yeah, that was when I was like, wow, there's nothing better on a hot Southeastern Ohio day than cracking into an ice-cold Mr. Pibb, man.
Followed up with what? What kind of food with that Mr. Pibb? Would pair nice for you, Fat Kevin?
I typically would have Little Debbie snack cakes, the Nutter Bar, or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go with it. Or just a regular old candy bar like a Snickers, you know. Big Snickers, of course. Oh, boy, wouldn't that be fun to go back?
I love hearing it, Fat Kevin.
I love seeing that there's already a shirt.
I know.
I'm going to get that thing in production.
Yeah, it's good looking. Hopefully it comes in extra large. Going to probably need that. Let me see other stuff that we got going on here. We got people just venting, too, and I could see this. Christina said, you know, I'm an employee at CVS, and it's frustrating for us or any other retail store having to deal with, you know, your Karens that come in on a daily basis who want to return stuff. You know, we've had it posted since March 25th that we don't accept any returns, and people are losing their minds on us.
It's just not safe right now.
Yeah. And they'll come in and be like, well, I'm going to tell my friends not to shop here. You're all going to lose business.
Like, they give a fuck.
Like, you're going to make an effect on CVS.
I mean, those big chains like that, you think they give a shit? If they don't see, they're not seeing a piece of the action, guys.
Literally, you ain't rattling nobody in there with that statement.
You're like, good, please.
They don't give a fuck.
Go to Publix.
Yeah,
go,
tell less people to come in. We'll be happy.
Yeah, I don't want to see people.
Yeah. She said, I guess basically our lives don't matter as long as you get your $6 back. Why can't people understand that our lives matter too? Once it leaves the store, that's it. Sorry, Karen. It was a wrong color for your eyebrow. Boom. It's the end of the world for you. I wish my problems were that big.
It's not even medical stuff. It's not even like a butt problem. It's your eyelashes.
How do you keep from popping off on Karen? That's what I want to know.
You see some videos of that where the person working, is they finally snap, and then they go after said Karen and try to choke slam.
You're already working in a drugstore, and I'm sure you're in there working, and you see people come in that are obviously sick, and you're like, oh, shit, it's the corona, and this person's coughing, and I'm right here in CVS because I can't leave. Mm-hmm. I mean, already your job is super stressful.
Yeah,
you don't know why they're coughing, and now you've got Karen trying to return a lipstick.
Mm-hmm. And that's the tough thing. And people are, you know, a little bit worried about it. And, you know, if you're on that side saying, I don't know, are we going back too early? And that concerns you. I saw the Arizona Health Department. They've told experts working on predictive models to stop after those models showed reopening the state wasn't safe yet. Because, you know, they're like, hey, we need to get people back. And we don't need those kind of stories about people getting sick. And then there's one story out of Utah. Almost half the employees at two different businesses there tested positive for coronavirus after those businesses told them not to follow the quarantine guidelines and come back to work. And they start getting sick, and they go, I don't want to go back to work. So that's a part of the issue.
Madness.
It is.
It is truly madness.
Just the difference is the madness part. Just the way everyone said. I really do hate when people are all fighting and all pissed off at each other.
Yeah.
I think some people like it.
So be respectful of those people that are there at CVS. You know,
please.
Those kind of stories dancing in their head that give them and warrant concern for them. Got a couple other things to throw out here. I want to say thank you very much. Leticia sent in a very nice email. She said, I know this isn't the first time that you've heard this, but I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart being there for us every single day. I don't think you know how much hearing your joyful voices each day means to all of us, especially right now. I've always suffered from anxiety and depression. And, you know, while I've, you know, been going through all this, just to have you guys there, it's been nice. And, you know, it kind of makes me feel a little bit better with everything. So thank you very much. So thank you very much for that email. Do appreciate that. Also, we got Buffalo Kev. He said, would really appreciate your prayers. He lives in a small town, and the nursing home has been hit really hard there. He said residents are sadly passing away, and some of the staff have been hospitalized too.
Oh, man.
And due to this, our rural town has more cases and deaths than most of the county, including
man.
A couple bigger cities. And I worry about my sister who works there and has compromised immune system herself.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah, luckily she's been okay so far, but if you can say some prayers for these poor people, I know there's a lot of fear that's going around because of that.
It's crazy how one area like that is so, how it's so impacted, and then there's parts of the country that, you know, like you were talking about earlier, in the middle of the country that there's barely any cases.
Yeah, well, they're spread out, and, you know, they don't, and that's just it. I remember yesterday on the show, and it is true, because, you know, people are asking the question. You had the one clip that we played today where in Jacksonville they had the Cinco de Mayo celebration that they broke open, and they said, hey, there's too many people here not observing the guidelines. And the one person's like, I don't know anybody that knows anybody that knows anybody that has coronavirus. And remember I was telling you that it's basically 2 degrees of separation right now in
right.
the country, and there's going to have to be, I think it was 500,000 deaths before you would know somebody that has died of coronavirus. That's where the numbers
based on the average amount of friends that the
yes.
average American has, yes.
Right. So it's 2 degrees of separation, and that's the threshold we have to hit before your average person be like, yeah, I know somebody that died from it. And so they're just trying to hopefully not get to those where everybody can, because if everybody's saying, yeah, I know somebody died from it, wow, those are going to be really scary numbers.
Right.
Right now, the fact that people are saying, I don't know anybody that has it or died from it, that's still a good thing. Is what they're saying, and that's what you need to focus on. But it is hard, and that's why in some of those rural areas, you talk about Tiger King Park. I mean, those Oklahomans were sitting on each other's laps. It was unbelievable. Did you see the photos of that?
That's horrifying.
There is zero social distancing going on, and they're afraid that that's going to be the next place that's really going to have the outbreaks, is some of these rural areas, because they haven't seen it yet. And that's when it's going to happen, is you'll start seeing a story like Buffalo Kev, where, wow, it's running rampant in this nursing home, and, you know, I'm worried about my sister that works there.
Buffalo Kev, I'm cool with. Buffalo Bill, stay away from that guy.
Yeah, bad dude.
Yeah, Buffalo Bill.
I don't know the story.
Really? Buffalo Bill from...
Is that from...
Plowrays, the fucking lambs.
Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah, Silence of the Lambs. Buffalo Bill.
Were they the fucking lambs?
I gotta...
What was Buffalo Bill doing?
No, the lambs. Somebody like, oh, so many lambs. Yeah, that's Buffalo Bill.
I'm feeling you now.
You do have a pretty spot on Jodie Foster.
I've been working on it for a while.
And also wanted to give a quick shout out, Stephanie. I want to wish my husband Alex a happy 4-year anniversary. We planned a trip to Tennessee over a year ago. We had to cancel because of the COVID-19 outbreak. And he said, even though the plans got canceled, I just want to take the time to let him know how blessed I am to have him in our life. And we have always stuck together and proved love conquers all. He's an amazing husband, father, and my best friend.
Aww.
So there you go. That's nice. And that's a cute photo of the young family right there on KVJ TV.
Love it.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Some good stuff there. Anything you want to add to us? Send us those emails, mail@kvjshow.com, mail@kvjshow.com. Thank you all for being here. We'll talk to you later. Goodbye.